Hi there, this is Naimish Modi for CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7. Hope you're having a great day. This piece features an interview with Wilmot Councillor Cheryl Gorgic. Gorgic speaks about the anti-racism rally which took place in Wilmot in early May, as well as the presence of hateful posters that have been plastered around the township recently. After this interview, the person who was allegedly responsible for the posters was ruled out of charges by Waterloo Regional Police. In the interview, which took place on June 4th, we also spoke about the ongoing racially motivated hate issues in Wilmot over the last year. Mayor Les Armstrong also shared a White Lives Matter post on Facebook in 2020. Hate graffiti was seen in Baden, while the SJM statue has been a strong source of contention over the past year.
No, I didn't go to the rally.
Okay.
We had received a hate letter the day before at our house. So Nige and I decided we didn't want to participate in person.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the car rally instead. We decorated our car up and drove around and went to some of the places they suggested in the car rally, like to go to churches and through town. So we did, honked our horn, parked at a couple of places, had some conversations with people, socially distanced, of course,
mm-hmm.
That saw the car, because we had taken, what do they call it? Window markers, I think they call them. Crayola window markers, although I guess I shouldn't do product placement, but anyway.
That's okay.
We did that, and I put like BLM on my car and S2 LGBTQ matters, like just all that kind of stuff all over the car. And we drove around and had some conversations with people where I stopped the car. So yeah, that was they offered us three choices, and that was one of the choices was to do the car rally. So that's what we did.
I did read that some people were charged by Waterloo Regional Police for attending the rally despite being distance as well as having a right to protest. What are your thoughts on that?
It's an interesting dilemma to be in, to sort of figure out which side is right and which side is wrong, because we are in a shutdown process. I think part of the conversation is being lost in that this was an anti-racist rally to protest the potential that there was going to be a White Lives Matters white supremacist rally that had been kind of advertised, I guess, for lack of a better word, with the White Lives Matter posters that had gone up saying that there was going to be a march May the 8th. And so to figure out if there was going to be one, who knew? Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of people are on the dark web to find out what's going on, if there was a march planned or not. So I think that part gets missed, is that this was a counter-protest. It wasn't sort of just breaking the rules of the shutdown. It was to sort of say, okay, we don't want you coming through our town, township. So that part of it, I understand, and I stand behind that. I think we should be able to protest that. Counter to that, I don't agree, and I've said publicly, I do not agree with the anti-masker, anti-vaxxer rallies that are happening in Waterloo. I think they do go against. Nobody is social distancing themselves. I think that you have a right to protest, but I don't think you have a right to put people's health at risk. And the anti-racist rally that happened at the castle, they were very stringent and very strict on the rules. They had masks there. They had sanitizer there. People were to be positioned on their blankets 6 feet apart. So I think that they fell within the guidelines. And again, I've said this publicly, I find it interesting that if those particular individuals had walked around the township with posters, maybe a slogan on the back of their t-shirt, and were physically distanced from their neighbors for 6 feet, they could have done the rally that way because they could have been exercising. So, I feel that while neither rally legally was right, I felt that if you're going to try and stand up for racialized individuals in our community, they did their best. The anti-racist rally did their best for May the 8th to fall within the protocols and to form solidarity with our residents here that are saying, no, we don't want white supremacists here.
How important is it for people to stand up for each other, especially with recent events of the White Lives Matter posters showing up in Wilmot, as well as other racially motivated hate.
Obviously, I mean, you know, it's a big part of our community to sort of at least acknowledge that to some extent, you know, we should all try to help each other up regardless of, it shouldn't just be that we, that race is the only issue. I think all parts of our community, you know, we have marginalized people because their needs are financial. We have marginalized people because of their housing situation. So I think the community should come together. And for the most part, they do. As I, again, I've stated publicly, within our community, my husband Nigel and I run the Wilmot Cherry Fox Run, and we've had amazing support from our community for the last 9 years, and are very thankful and grateful for the great community that we have in Wilmot Township, as well as other activities that we've been involved with over the years, from celebrating Canada's, celebrating New Hamburg's 150th when I first moved to Wilmot Township, through a bunch of other initiatives through, you know, throughout just living here. I think it's, we have a really great community. I think the unfortunate part is that nobody wants to, I should say nobody, there's a large amount of people who don't want to acknowledge that there is a problem. And by continuing to sort of hit on the fact that we're saying that there's racist activities that are happening and being upset that we are saying that they're happening, they're not actually concerned about the actual incidents themselves. There have been people in our community that have been, you know, sleeping while black and had the police come. We've had people that are walking while black and had the police come. It happens. And to sort of not acknowledge it and then just turn around and say that we're tainting Wilmot's reputation is just, you know, kind of burying your head in the sand, I think, a little bit. Like, it's everywhere. It doesn't mean it can't, it doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean that we're saying that we're the only community in Canada that's racist. It just means we have to acknowledge it and work better to do better and learn better.
I'm speaking to Cheryl Gorjic, counselor in the Township of Wilmot, about ongoing issues in the township over the past year. So I did see on Twitter some alleged person that was discovered as putting up these hateful posters around the township. It is mentioned that this person is indeed allegedly a New Hamburg native. How disturbing is it for you to see these things constantly happening in New Hamburg? And I know that there was some talk that it was potentially coming from the outside, but if it is someone on the inside, I guess, how disturbing is it for you as a counselor to see that going on?
Well, not necessarily just because I'm a counselor, but just as a person. I mean, an individual that lives here, it was unsettling. I had an idea that it was somebody within the community already, because that person had sort of been identified by other people. We just needed for the police to follow through, and he has been identified by the police. So it's not alleged, but right. he has been acknowledged to be putting up the posters. And so it's an active investigation. So there, I don't really know very much other than the gentleman has been identified. Okay. And is a New Hamburg resident. So it is disconcerting. And I think it's disconcerting because the gentleman himself, through some of his posts, had been kind of targeting the three women on council. So while he may not have actively done anything towards us, there are individuals who read posts like that and then could take it to the next level. And we do know that parts of the community were specifically targeted because of race. Some of the community members within our community that were actually targeted. So it was concerning from a perspective of not knowing who was doing it at the time. Like, as I said, with the May 8th rally, we didn't know it wasn't going to not happen. We just assumed it was, and who was going to come to town, and what kind of, what could they potentially do to us, being that if we had been at the rally, and we are kind of known, at least in Wilmot, as because we're counselors, would that leave us to be some sort of open target? even if it's just verbal, it's still not nice. And we have continued to receive some hate emails and things like that as being counselors. So it was concerning and a little unnerving until he actually was identified, and then realized that there wasn't going to be a rally. So there was a sort of a bit of a sigh of relief, in so much that he had actually said that he was trying to get a rally started this past weekend in June, like this, or actually I think this weekend, and I believe it's not going to happen. So there's no counter protest, which again goes back to the May 8th anti-racist rallies. It was in call to a potential rally, being that this gentleman has been spoken to by the police, and again, an active investigation, I'm assuming, and I'm pretty sure that the ground up WR assumes that there's not going to be anything happening this weekend coming up. So again, no need for an anti-racist rally to happen. But yeah, a little unsettled just to kind of know who's around you, and are they going to do anything to you or to your family members? So just glad that he's been identified, I guess, for the time being.
Do you think you can continue to do as counselor, as well as what do you think the council can do as a whole to continue to fight against this stuff like this and the hate that's spewed there, obviously? And do you personally think stuff like this has been compounded because of the incidents from last year involving the mayor, or do you think there's a relationship there?
Well, I think it's probably a lot of everything, you know, like people are getting frustrated with being locked down, with the shutdown with COVID. I think people are getting frustrated with that. I think there's a lot of people, and like even just this past weekend with the discovery of the 215 children, the killed children of in Kamloops. I think there's an initiative to sort of want to know and do better. But how you do that when you're maybe perhaps in a place of just your own mental anguish with, you know, not being able to see family members and not being able to hug them, not being able to get out in the community and say hi to your friends and family. So I think it's a combination of everything that happened, from the red paint protest that was put on, the statue, Sir John A. statue, in protest to Indigenous, as a sign for Indigenous Day, that was the day that the red paint was put on, to our mayor putting up the White Lives Matter video. I think it just all kind of came together where people were sort of, I think it was a catalyst to sort of just talk, like, let's figure out what we can do better. So as council, there's only so many things we can do. A lot of it sometimes might be a cost thing that we can't do because of cost implications. We can't just go right across the board and change everything because we'd like to, because of financial restrictions. Also, there's only so much within the legal restrictions that we have, because every level of our government has their own restrictions. The best that we can do is try and make those changes within our boundaries. So things like, we are working with our township to do more inclusive washrooms in our facilities for our LGBT and transgender individuals within the community, so that there's a feeling of safety when they're using our facilities. So those are small changes that we can work towards and do. But it's the conversations. It's maybe perhaps, which is sort of sounds a bit cliche, but it's like one heart at a time.
So there was a memorial put up this week at the where the old statue was.
One at the Wilmot Family Resource Center. Okay. That we had communicated with the elder at the Wilmot Resource Center, Nina Deshane Gill. We conversed with her to find out if she was comfortable with, if she knew of one that was happening in Wilmot, because we had been donated, Councillor Hallman and myself had been donated shoes to take to Kitchener. And we reached out to Nina, the elder at the Wilmot Family Resource Center, to see if a memorial had been set up in Wilmot before we drove to Kitchener to do one there. Or to contribute to the memorial that was being set up. And we found out that Wilmot Family Resource Center was doing it, but they had a limited space because of safety and the steps. So the first donation of shoes that we received, we took to the Wilmot Family Resource Center and the teddy bears and offered for the community to continue that. Then Nina Deshane Gill reached out to my husband, Nigel, and asked if he could meet her at the plinth where Sir Johnny was, because she wanted to do a ceremony and do a blessing and a smudging and give some prayers and some songs, a lullaby to the children. She called it a lullaby for the children. So we met Nina at the castle, and she did her lullaby with her two grandchildren. And then other Indigenous people within the community saw the ceremony, and then they continued to participate and did their own ceremonies and their own prayers and their own songs following Nina's, which went up on, I believe we did Nina's on Tuesday, and I believe on Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday, and I think up until yesterday, more shoes and more smudgings and ceremony were held. And then I believe the one of the Indigenous people within the community is taking down the memorial this morning, because tradition within the Indigenous community is 4 days. So today would be the fourth day for it to be left.
Thanks, Cheryl. Is there anything else you think you'd like to share with us right now and regarding these topics? Or
no, I it's a strange time, as I said, because I think with COVID, everybody's emotions are at a different level or a different place, and it's very easy to sort of lose perspective sometimes, because you're hurting, you know, your heart is hurting, your head is hurting, you're physically hurting. You know, we've all probably eaten too many butter tarts over the last little while, and maybe the sugar is getting to us, I don't know, but we can get better. I think we just have to be open to learning and acknowledging that just because something was done a long time ago doesn't mean that it's right, and that we can't look at our flaws, past, present, and potentially future, and sort of say, okay, move on. We've made a mistake. Let's acknowledge it and move on. And I think that as a community, that's how we need to learn with our getting past this racist ideology that we have built in, just to try and do better and learn. And there's lots of courses and lots of help out there to try and do better.
Today I spoke to Cheryl Gorgick, counselor in the Township of Wilmot, about the anti-racism rally that took place in Baden in May, as well as ongoing issues in the township over the last year. This program is a part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news and other stories commissioned under the Local Journalism Initiative at canada-info.ca. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. For CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7, this is Naimish Modi. Hope you have a great day.